Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Jamel Sanders Podcast, a division of Jamel Sanders International, where we are empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in the world. It is Saturday, April 22nd, 2023, and I welcome you to another edition of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Can you believe we're headed into the fifth month of this year? The time is flying by. Nevertheless, I hope that as you look over these days and months that you are proud of the progress you've made and the accomplishments that you have been able to achieve in your life. Thank you so much again for joining us for another edition of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. I want to first of all say hello to anybody that may be tuning into this podcast for the very first time. Thank you so much for the opportunity to serve you and to do life with you. We created this podcast 12 years ago. Yes, we celebrated an anniversary last week, 12 years ago, with this mission and intention of empowering individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And through intriguing conversations, inspiring guests, intentional tools and strategies, we want to help you live your greatest life every single day. I cannot believe it's been 12 years and we're still doing this. A good friend of mine said, 12 years is a long time, Jamel. So I'm just so grateful that people still want to hear and listen to me after all these years. So thank you for tuning in. I want to say hello to my Apple Podcast family. I love and appreciate you. I'm so excited about the exclusive content coming to Apple really soon. So I hope that you'll stay connected. Hello to those of you listening to me on Stitcher. All of you are so great, and I'm grateful I get to serve you and do life with you. Hello to those of you listening to me on Google Podcasts. Thank you for your support of this platform. Hello to those of you listening to me on Spotify. I love Spotify. We saw our greatest growth last year from Spotify, and when I begin to see the data and analytics and the countries that are listening to this platform, it's been unbelievable. So thank you, Spotify, for supporting me. Hello to those of you listening on iHeartRadio. I love that platform as well. Hello, Amazon Music, Audible. And there are many other platforms that you may be listening on that I didn't name, but whatever the platform is, thank you for tuning in and being a part of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. I would love to connect with you beyond the show. Please connect with me, www.jamelsanders.com. Again, that's www.jamelsanders.com. There you'll find more about me, my work, products, services, events, everything that's going on. You can find it at the website. Beyond the show, I am the founder and CEO of Jamel Sanders International, LLC, a global management consulting advisory firm that was created to empower individuals, leaders in particular, to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. And through my work, I have the awesome privilege and opportunity to train, develop, equip, empower, manage, consult, advise leaders around the world, and to empower them with the solutions and strategies and insight, the cutting edge of leading change in the 21st century. So you can find out more about me, conferences, seminars, symposiums, keynote presentations, and my work at the website. Also, you can find the links to all of my social media platforms, with the exception of TikTok, which I believe is official Jamel Sanders. I love connecting on social media. I am active, and I would love to connect and have a conversation with you. So definitely follow and reach out on social media. And really quickly, I just want to, while you're there, sign up for my empowerment newsletter. You can find that on the website as well. I always send out quarterly insights and tools that I believe can help leaders around the world to reach their full potential and to lead change in the 21st century. You can find the information about signing up for that there, and you'll also find more about my books and resources. Speaking of that, I just want to recommend two things, and I really want to try my best to jump into the topic today if we start a new topic on the show. As you know, I recently, just a few weeks ago, released my breakthrough journal. If you follow this podcast, you've heard me talk a lot about the breakthrough breakthrough, journal and writing in your journal and how journaling has been such a powerful tool for healing, growth, transformation, and even idea generation in my life. And, you know, I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine about journaling, and I told him I have so many journals, and I'm really in a phase of my life where I like custom journals. And so I was like, I need to just create something custom around journaling. And he was like, just go for it. And so within the span of about an hour, if that long, I had found a distributor, took it from concept to market, and it was available for purchase. And he was like, you know, you were not playing. I was like, you know, when I have an idea, everything I think about, I produce it. And so it went on sale, and I'm holding mine right now. I just love my breakthrough journal. I've been using it to write about some different things and even for some ideas and projects and things that are in motion. So I think it'll be a great tool for you as well. Use this journal to write your goals, clarify your vision, plan for your future, and just ignite your inspiration and creativity. So you can go to JamelSanders.com. They're on our homepage. You can find the Breakthrough Journal, or you can go to the section that says Shop, and you can find the Breakthrough Journal there as well. So thank you to everybody that has already supported my Breakthrough Journal, and I know it's going to be a great benefit to your life, particularly if you follow this podcast, because every episode I normally give you some type of homework or assignment, some type of prompt to get you to write and to think about different areas of your life. So it would be a great tool for you to have. And, of course, I'm still promoting my newest book. This is book number 11, Pressure, Unlocking the Power of Prophetic Intercession. This is the book that almost did not get written. For as long as I can remember, people have been trying to get me to write a book around prayer and spirituality. And because of the books that I've written, I feel like my faith is intertwined and interconnected with everything that I do, but I've never written a book particularly in this area. And because my audience is so vast, I was concerned about the impact that it would have and how it would resonate with people. But to my amazement, I am hearing incredible stories and feedback and testimonials of breakthroughs and epiphanies and aha moments in so many people's lives. And the book is transforming lives in a way even beyond what I imagined it would do. And so I just want to say thank you to everybody that supported the book. The book is really about my journey, my faith, the power of prayer, how prayer has been a pillar in my life for so many years, the art of prophetic intercession. How do you bring a prophetic promise out of the realm of the invisible or intangible into a reality in your life? And how do you contend for the prophetic fulfillment of a promise in your life, even when you don't see anything happening? This book is going to walk you through that process and how I've done that in my life for so many years, and how I've helped other people do it as well. So get a copy of Pressure from Amazon, Kindle, Nook, and most book distributors have access to Pressure. Thank you to every person that has supported Pressure. I am so grateful for your support, and I'm so grateful that you continue to share stories with me about how this book has impacted and transformed your life. Before we go to break, let me say this. Last week was special. For those of you that are new, as I said, we celebrated the 12-year anniversary of the Jamel Sanders podcast. If you told me 12 years ago that this podcast would still be going 12 years later, I would have laughed at you and about it. I really feel like this podcast was an experiment that I was just doing. I was doing so much work with my clients, and I felt like those lessons needed to be shared with other people. And so I was like, well, let me just create this podcast. I can surface level cover some of the material I cover in depth with so many of my clients and just help people, give them tools and strategies to improve their lives. And here we are 12 years later, and I'm still providing insights and strategies to help people live a greater life. We're seeing growth with the podcast. We're reaching into new countries and nations. It's just unbelievable what has happened from such a small seed to what it is today. So thank you for all of the love, the congratulatory remarks, the well wishes. So many of you reached out on social media and congratulated me and thanked me and talked about how this podcast has helped you at different times and seasons of your life and how it helps you do your work so that you can be a better version of yourself. And I've just been so blessed and so privileged to know that this podcast continues to resonate with you so many years later. So thank you so much for all of your kind words and well wishes on our anniversary. I'm excited about this new season of the podcast. And as we continue to grow it and expand it and evolve it into something, continue to transform lives for generations to come. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Jamel Sanders Podcast, empowering leaders to make a difference in the world.
All right, so we're back and we're continuing, we're starting a brand new series today. Right before the podcast anniversary, we really kind of came out of a series around growth. A good friend of mine asked me, how, Jamel, do you pick topics for your podcast? And somebody else said that to me too, because it just seems like all of the information that you deliver is so timely to where we are in our lives. And I say, honestly, I pick the content based on where I am in my life. And if these are things that I'm learning on my journey, I feel like it's going to help other people on their journey as well. And so as a result of that, a lot of times that's where the series comes from. As you heard me say throughout the growth series, that this year for me has been a year of incredible growth. It's been uncomfortable. It's been very inconvenient at times, but it has forced me to grow at a level that I've never grown before. And it's made me a much better person. It's built my capacity in different areas. And it's just refining me as an individual and as a leader. And so I felt like I needed to share some of those same insights and principles with you. And so from there, I felt like this was the perfect thing to springboard into, because here we are getting ready to go into May in just about a week. We are moving quickly through the second quarter of this year. And I don't know about you, but I know that there are strategic goals and objectives and things that I want and need to accomplish over the next few months. And what better place to go and to talk about some of these things than through a new series called Determine, the Relentless Pursuit of Your Greatest Life. I cannot tell you how long this will be or how many weeks this will be, because you know how I am. Once I start treating a particular topic or excavating a particular subject matter, it can easily turn into 6, 7, 8 weeks. It just depends. So bear with me, but I hope that you will tune in and that you will really pay attention over these episodes, because I believe that what I'm going to share with you is going to help you in your life and help you in the realization of your potential. So let's get into this. Many dreams are never realized because of a lack of determination. Many dreams are never realized because of a lack of determination. So many people started 2023 with great hopes, great dreams, great aspirations, very good intentions. But the problem is that beyond those good intentions and hope and aspirations and ambitions, a lot of people don't have the determination and the drive to make those things a reality in their lives. And so they have proclaimed this as their year, like they proclaimed 2022 as their year and 2021 and 2020 and so forth. But nothing is really changing in their lives because they don't really understand the power of determination. What I know is that we all want a greater life. However, few people know the cost associated with a greater life. I always tell people, for every reward, for every opportunity, for every breakthrough in your life, there's a trade-off and a cost. And so many times we admire what other people have and what they have achieved, but we don't know the cost that they have paid to be who they are. And so I believe that in this age, and I love, you know, social media, I'm not making social media a bad thing or toxic, but what I am saying is that I believe in this social media age that we have become so mesmerized with the highlight reels that people show us that we don't understand the highs and the lows that come with just life in general, not even talking about a successful or influential person, but the highs and lows that we all experience in the journey of our lives. If we didn't know any better, we would think that every person just walks around with Kool-Aid coming out of the fountain, roses growing everywhere, and they never have a care in the world or trouble in their lives. But we know that we live in a real world and life happens and we encounter challenges and crises and contradictions and conflicts and things that go against the normal flow of life and everything in between. And so we understand that, but I feel like there's this mirage that we see with social media where we just, all of that goes out the window, and you just think that all these people are living these just extravagant, great lives. And behind the scenes, a lot of these people are not doing as great as we think they are. They piece together some key moments, and we have defined that as the totality of their existence when it's not. And so I think that we have to do a better job of differentiating between what's real and what's fantasy, but I won't go there today. More importantly, I want us to understand that most people lack the willpower to go after a greater life. I always say this to people. It's not that a greater life is not possible for you. It's not that a greater life is not within the vantage point or the viewpoint for you. Problem is that a lot of people don't have the will that it takes to produce a greater life. Yes, you have great ambition. You have big goals. You have big dreams. But when I look around the world today, I don't see a lot of people with the willpower to make it happen. And when I say willpower, I'm not talking about like the little engine that could, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. That's mental assent. And a lot of people have tried that, and if you tried, you're going to fail miserably and be disappointed. What I'm talking about is having that internal fortitude that ignites you and empowers you to cross the finish line and to do what other people cannot do. You know, so many people ask me, Jamel, you've had a podcast for 12 years. Your company has been in operation well over a decade. You've written all of these books. You've established yourself as an authority. How do I do it? And I tell them, first of all, you don't ask those type of questions. You don't do it overnight. You don't do it in 10 minutes. You don't do it in 2 weeks. This, I tell people, I'm a 30-plus year success story. So people see me at these stages of my life today, and they assume that things have always been this way, and it hasn't. It's been a journey. It's been a process. There's been lessons and failures and highs and lows and ups and downs and crises and challenges, and so many things have happened. And then people come in at the good part of your story, and they assume that everything just happened, but it doesn't just happen. And this has been a journey. And just like it's been a journey for me, it's going to be a journey for every person. And I just want our mentality as a culture to change. Stop trying to take shortcuts. There are no shortcuts to success. Anything that promises you success with shortcuts is illegal. Write that down. Anything that promises you success with shortcuts is illegal. While there are opportunities for you to, flatten the curve or make progress a little faster than you originally thought you could, there are still some things that you cannot manipulate. Processes cannot be manipulated. Growth cannot be manipulated. And so we think because we read some books and we get a couple quick hacks that we're going to snap our fingers and reach success, and it doesn't work that way. You got to put in the work and the time and the cost to get to that point in your life. And so I just think it's important for us to understand that. Besides, most people like being comfortable, and they hate being inconvenienced. And so A lot of people think that they're going to achieve all these great things with their lives. They're going to do all of these amazing things. And I'm not trying to crush their dreams or kill their spirit in any way. But what I'm letting them know is that it's not going to happen from you being comfortable. Every major life change will require you to step outside of your comfort zone. Write that down. Every major life change, every major life shift, every major life transition is going to require you to step outside of your comfort zone. Why is that, Janelle? Because as you've heard me say before, if you do what you have always done, you will continue to get the same results that you have always received or gotten in your life. And so we think doing the same is going to produce different, but you have to do different to get different. And so what different thing are you going to do that's going to make the distinction in this year versus every other year in your life? You know, when people come to me in the month of January and they're all fired up, I laugh because I know that it's short-lived. And, you know, January continues to go on and we get to the end of the month and that fire is gone. I don't see that zeal. I don't see that hunger. I don't see that pursuit. And I'm like, what happened? They were so inspired and motivated for a moment, but they don't have that willpower and that determination to make that thing a reality in your life. And so I believe that if you want to win in life, if you want to win in 2023, you have got to engage your will in the journey to victory. That's good. Write that down. If you want to win in life, if you want to win in 2023 and beyond, you got to engage your will in your pursuit of victory and success. Most people do just enough to maintain the status quo. Let's just be honest. Most people are only going to do enough to maintain the status quo. And the moment you begin to talk about anything that inconveniences their schedule, their life in any way, they're not interested. I think about the early years, and you heard me say this before, where I would just take everybody on. I'm a mentor. And I realized that I was wasting valuable time. I would follow up with the mentee, and they didn't do anything I told them to do. I would try to reach the mentee. They were not answering my calls. They were missing appointments and meetings. And I said, well, Janelle, what are you doing? You're wasting valuable time poured into empty vessels that don't want to be filled. And so I started to redefine. I said, I'm going to be very selective in mentorship. I'm going to be very selective in who I invest my time and who I pour into, because everybody doesn't demand your time, focus, or attention. And so I want you to understand and realize that most people like the status quo. And so people, you know, it's funny. People will DM me on social media. I have a question. Can you help me with this? And, you know, when I have time, sometimes I'll respond to the question. And you give them the answer, but you can tell from the response that it's not the answer that they were looking for. And they thank you for their time and for the time, and they go on about their business. But at the end of the day, I just laugh because, you know, I realize that what the answer and the feedback I gave them is not what they wanted to hear. They wanted something easy. The world is in the shape that it's in today, and I have to say this, because a lot of people think that they're going to excel doing what's easy. How do I not turn this into an entire episode about that statement? We live in a world where everybody wants to excel doing what's easy. You don't excel at doing what's easy. You excel at doing what's difficult, and you excel at doing what is uncommon to most people. Write that down. You don't excel at doing what's easy. You excel at doing what's difficult, and you excel at doing what's uncommon to most people. So people will ask me about success and how do I achieve this goal? How do I take this business to the next level? How do I do X, Y, Z? And then I tell them that, and then they go do the antithesis of what I just said, and they get upset. Well, what happened is you thought that there was a shortcut to the success, And when I laid out the strategy and the tactical plan to get there, you didn't want to hear it. And so what happens is you begin to see your life in reverse, and you begin to repeat cycles over and over because you're not willing to do the work that it takes to be exceptional at what you, at what you do. And so a lot of people are frustrated, and they're like, I want to go to the next level, Jamel. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then I begin to say, okay, you should do X, Y, Z to get there. And they're like, no, that's not it. It's got to be something else. Well, I mean, what else is it? If you're not taking the legal route to success, what route are you taking? Because I guarantee you, and I've seen it over and over again, people that try to take shortcuts to success, they end up shamed and reproached. It never goes well. There's a scandal. They may even go to prison. Something happens because they don't have integrity. See, the thing about process, the thing about development that I love so much is that it builds character. And when you don't have integrity and you're just doing stuff, you will do anything to get to what it is that you want. And when I see people like that, I just start praying because I already know that they will do whatever, no matter the line, no matter what cost to them or to others. They're going to do whatever it takes to get to what they want to, and not in the way that I would want them to do it. I'm not saying doing whatever it takes in terms of having the drive and discipline and that. I'm talking about unethical pursuits to get what they want. And so you have to watch that. If you're a person that doesn't like process, you want everything to be quick, instant, and in a hurry, that's not how success works. Success is something that you have to build from the ground up. And so many people want to start from the top with no foundation. And if there's no excavation, everything that you build is going to collapse and be destroyed because you didn't take the time. If you've ever watched the building of a skyscraper, they have to go very deep in order for that structure to stand. And if you're going to stand as an individual, as an organization, as a leader, you got to do the excavatory work to ensure that what you're building is established on a firm foundation. I can't stay there. Most people are unwilling to do more and embrace life at the next level. Too many people lack drive and determination, and as a result, they live with deferred dreams and wasted potential. Let me say it again. Many people lack drive and determination, and because of that, they live with deferred dreams and wasted potential. And so when you don't have determination, it doesn't matter what goal you set for yourself or what dream you want to accomplish, it's impossible to get there because you have not developed the mental toughness and the inner fortitude that is necessary to see that thing to become a reality in your life. And so the question becomes, what does it take to produce an uncommon life? I think that would be a great question for you to write about in your breakthrough journal when you get an opportunity. Just write the question down as your prompt and think about it. What does it take to produce an uncommon life? Is it inspiration, motivation, mental toughness? Is it the right networks? Is it the right branding? I mean, what does it take to live an uncommon life? In all honesty, the thing that it takes to live and to produce a greater life is determination. You can have all those other things. You can have inspiration. You can have motivation. You can have emotional stability, mental toughness. Your will can be engaged in that journey to victory. But if you don't have determination, none of those things will happen or manifest in your life. This is what I know. Over the course of this series, we're going to explore determination and the role that it plays in your success or failure. So I hope that you will stay tuned. Let me warn you that this series is going to challenge your assumptions and eliminate your excuses as we redefine your focus and definition of what determination is. Why did I create this series? This series is designed to serve as a catalyst to shift you this series is designed to shift you from passivity to full-blown pursuit of your potential. Because this is what I know. I've worked with a lot of leaders. I've worked with people all around the world, and this is what I know. Most people, and you might want to write this down, most people are passive in the pursuit of their potential. Write that down. Most people are passive. What does that mean, Janelle? It means that no matter how great a person's potential is or the capacity that they have to make a significant contribution or deposit in the world, none of that means anything unless a person is willing to relentlessly pursue their potential. Nothing that you have, no gift, no skill, no ability that you possess means anything unless you are relentlessly in pursuit of your potential. Most potential dies. If we're just honest, most potential dies, and it dies because it was never invested in and it was never cultivated. And so you have to take personal responsibility. Let me say this. You have to take personal responsibility for the investment and the cultivation of your potential. Nobody is going to do it for you. Other people may see glimpses of your potential, but they don't know the fullness of your potential. Only you can tap into the fullness of your potential. And the only way that you can tap into the fullness of that potential, you have to pursue it. And not enough people in the world are pursuing their potential. I watch people every week get something different. This week, they are going to be a credit repair coach. Next week, they're going to be a business coach. The week after that, they're going to be a clarity coach. The week after that, they're going to be a stock trader. The week after that, they're going to be a salesperson. I mean, you've got to find something and stick to it. You don't even have the consistency to get to your potential. So if you're not consistent, you can't pursue it. So many people they are passive in the pursuit of their potential. We're very passionate about things that don't have any significance to our lives. We're passionate about our favorite restaurant. We're passionate about the Netflix series we've been binge-watching. We're passionate about hanging out with people that don't have a vision and are going nowhere with their lives. We're passionate about the same mundane routines and tasks and schedules that we've been doing forever that is not producing the reality we want, but we are not passionate enough in the pursuit of potential. And this is the thing that holds so many people back from living a life that they've been intended and destined to live. I want to ask you a question. If this was the final day of your life and you had to assess your performance and evaluate your effectiveness, what grade would you give yourself? Write this in your breakthrough journal. Write it down. If you got a sticky pad or some kind of pad close by or piece of paper, write this down. Even if you have to put it in your phone, write it in your phone. If this was the final day of your life and you had to assess your performance and evaluate your effectiveness, what grade would you give yourself? These are the type of questions I ask myself. Not, am I doing better than this person? Not how many followers do I have, not how much is in the bank, not how much influence do I think I have. These are the type of questions I ask myself. If this was the last day of my life and I had to assess my performance and evaluate my effectiveness, what grade would I give myself? Notice that I didn't ask you to evaluate your potential. I said to evaluate your performance because I feel like so many people are mesmerized with their potential, but they never look at their performance. And I'm going to tell you why I said that in a moment. Potential is what you are capable of. Performance is what you have committed to doing. Write that down. Potential is what you are capable of. This is what you have the ability to become. Performance is the actualization of what you have produced thus far in your life. So we love to talk about potential. I watch people all the time. You don't know my potential. I'm great. I'm this, I'm that. Well, if we look at your performance, you don't look very great. If we look at your performance, you are mediocre and subpar at best because you are not doing the things that will cause you to be excellent and to be distinguished in your field or industry through what you do. And definitely to anybody that's just mimicking what somebody else is doing, how are you going to master anything by being a mimicker of someone else? So we have to have real conversations with ourselves, not just being fascinated with your potential, but how are you performing and what are you committed to doing? Because this is what determines your performance, not what we say we are, not what our little fan club tells us that we are, but what are you actually doing? What are you committed to doing in your life? Because when I have conversations with people and they say, Jamel, please tell me, I respect you and what you do. What has been the key to your success? And I begin to walk them through my routines, my habits, my thought process, how I audit my life and relationships and so many different facets. I can tell that a lot of people are not willing to do all of that. Well, you're not going to be great. You're going to be mediocre. But if you want to be great, you want to be exceptional at what you do, you got to be committed to certain things in your life. Capability is aspirational, but commitment is actionable. Write that down. Capability is aspirational, and you should have aspirations in your life, but commitment is actionable. I always tell people it doesn't matter what aspiration you have, your actions are going to determine what you produce. And so set big goals, have big dreams, but make sure that you have the same level of commitment and action to seeing those things happen in your life. Because what I know, there's a very small nucleus of people that are willing to commit themselves and to take the actions that will make those things happen in their lives. Most people live well below their potential. Let's just be honest. Most people that we see in the world are living well below their potential. And I say this because we throw around the word potential so loosely. And why is that? Because potential often keeps us in the realm of possibilities and probabilities. I hope you get that. Potential keeps us in the realm of possibilities and probabilities. On the other hand, performance puts us in the realm of results and realities. Write that down. Performance puts us in the realm of results and realities. Like we just came out of the first quarter. The first 3 months of 2023 are over. What was your performance? How would you grade your performance? What results did you achieve? What realities have you created through your results or lack of results? See, we get excited. Oh, it's the second quarter. Okay, what did you do with the last 3 months of your life? What did you do with the last 3 weeks of your life? How is your life different and better today than it was yesterday? See, the reason that I irritate and rub a lot of people the wrong way is because I'm not for a bunch of fluff and lies. We get on social media, we post all this inspirational and motivational content when only 1 to 2% of the people posting are even doing what they're talking about. We want to sound deep, but we sound ignorant because we're not developed. We're not developed and we are not proficient in practicing the things that we talk about. And that is called hypocrisy. And so I watch people, they got all the quotes, people are liking it, drop the mic, powerful. They're not even living what they're posting. So how are you powerful? Powerful is when you embody what you talk about. Power is not in my ability. I can flow, I can move through the English language. I know words. I know verbiage. I can do all of that, but I'm not impressed with that. I'm impressed with results. I'm impressed with execution and people that are able to manifest the things that they talk about. I mean, I can move through the serendipity of the English language with oratorical finesse. I know words. I know how to formulate sentences and do all of that great thing. I mean, I've written 11 books. I've spoken. I've given so different keynotes. I don't know how many. I've spoken a lot over the years. So, I mean, all of that is good, but what are you actually doing? Because we get so caught up in that little highlight reel. What are you doing? What are you producing? What are you creating? How would you grade your real performance? I'm talking about your real results and the real reality of your life, not the little things that we put together for social media, because there's a lot of lying going on social media. People are saying a lot of things, and they're not doing even a fraction of what they're talking about. So this distinguish between performance and potential. I am aware of my potential. However, I govern my life by my performance. I hope you get that. I'm much aware of my potential. But one of the things that you know about me, I govern my life by my performance. I'm not looking at my potential. I'm looking at my performance. How did I perform in the last 3 months? How have I performed in the last 3 weeks? Am I on track for the second quarter? Am I moving toward the goals and objectives that I set for myself? How am I growing as a person? How am I showing up for the important people and relationships in my life? Am I prioritizing them? Have I been distracted? I mean, you have to assess your performance. If you really want to grow, you will evaluate your performance. Write that down. If you really want to grow, you evaluate your performance. I have never seen, and I'm going to get off of this soapbox, I have never seen so many people that want to be praised but never want to be critiqued. We want everybody to tell us how great we are, but how do I get better if you keep lying to me about my performance? Because, I mean, we can tell you how great you are, but we see your performance. Your performance is not as great as all of these remarks that have been said about you. So where are you missing it? What do you need to change? And what do you need to adjust to advance and move your life forward? In other words, I evaluate my performance based on the results I'm producing and the progress that I'm making in my life. This is what I know. You cannot measure your life by imagination. Let me say that again. You cannot measure your life by imagination. And I think a lot of people are measuring their lives by imagination, what they have concocted as true, what they have concocted as real and reality and factual for their lives, because it's all in their imagination. You measure your life by moments. What are you doing with the moments of your life? I didn't ask you what your potential is. I didn't ask you what you are capable of. What are you actually doing with the moments of your life? This is what I know. More importantly, you measure your life by how skilled you have become at maximizing moments of opportunity. Write that down. You measure your life by how skilled you have become at maximizing moments of opportunity. This is what I know. A lazy person will never seize an opportunity. A comfortable person will never see change in their life. So I talk to people all the time. I tell them what they need to do. I even say, you may want to connect with this person, or you may need to get in this environment, or you may need to go to this event or do this thing to get to the next level. And they write, I can tell they're not listening to anything that I'm saying. So what happens, they never see the opportunity in their life because they don't know how to maximize a moment. And so are you measuring up to what you are truly capable of? I want you to write that in your journal and think about that this weekend. Are you measuring up to what you're truly capable of? Because we can tell ourselves a lot of things. We can sell ourselves a lot of pipe dreams. But as the great philosopher said, to your own self be true. I believe that self-honesty is the catalyst to self-actualization. Write that down. Self-honesty is the catalyst to self-actualization. We got all these people trying to talk about actualization and manifestation, all this stuff, but you have to be honest with yourself. And how can you help a self that you're not willing to be honest with? You can't. And so we have to be honest about where we are, where we're doing well, where we're missing it, where we need to adjust so that we can get better. Are you settling for what is comfortable and convenient? I want you to think about that. Have you settled convenient in your life? As a highly respected thought leader that has trained and developed leaders around the world, I can tell you that most people live at the surface and never uncover their true significance. Let me say that again. What I've discovered is that most people live at the surface and never uncover their true significance. We are creatures of habit, and we don't like anything that challenges us to change in our lives. I believe that your dream will die without two things. Number one is attention. Number two is action. Essentially, your dreams will die without concentration and corresponding actions. And so let's talk about that for a moment. Dreams die without attention and action. Attention is a powerful form of currency. Whatever you give your attention to determines what you attract into your life. Action is the womb of achievement. Everything that you achieve and the advancement of your life will always be connected to an action that you take. And so what are you giving your attention to, and what are you taking action on in your life? A dream will suffocate and cannot be sustained without determination. So you have got to be determined if your dreams are going to live. Determination is possessing the mental fortitude, internal resolve, and capacity to persevere until you realize your dream. Let me say it again. Determination is possessing the mental fortitude, internal resolve, and capacity to persevere until you realize your dream. In other words, determination is having the staying power to seize what is possible for your life. When you really look at and delve into and excavate that definition, and you look at most people's lives, you realize that very few individuals have the staying power to truly seize what is possible for your life. Determination is more than emotionalism. Determination is a conviction that will not allow you to settle for complacency or convenience. Determination is a conviction that does not allow you to settle for complacency or convenience. Determination is an attitude that will not allow you to stop short of the attainment of a desired goal. So when I talk to individuals that continue to report to me that they didn't reach their goal, they didn't reach their dream, they didn't reach this aspiration in their life, it lets me know that they're not determined, because determined people do not stop short of achieving their desired outcome. Determination is a force that ultimately propels you, beyond opposition and obstacles and into overwhelming victory in every area of your life. So determination is a force that does not stop because of difficulties or disappointments. It does not stop because of hardship or adversity. It perseveres and it propels you into victory in your life. Determination is a spirit that not many people have. Let me say it again. Determination is a spirit that not many people have. As I often share from my own journey about success, I listen as people are amazed at my level of perseverance. You know, a lot of people say, I would have just given up and said, forget it, and would have done something different. And what they don't realize is that sometimes you do need to give up and you need to move on. But what a lot of people don't realize is that they give up so quickly and so short of the breakthrough, and they were so close to a breakthrough or to shifting their life. But because they don't have that perseverance, they'll never really know what's possible for their lives. Write that down. Without perseverance, you would never truly know what is possible for your life. So you may have some inkling, you may have some internal sensing, but without perseverance, you'll never really know what's possible for your life. It becomes evident quickly that trouble is a detractor that defrauds most people of success. Write that down. It becomes apparent very quickly that trouble is a detractor that defrauds most people of success. The first moment that most people encounter trouble or difficulty, they run for the hills. They go back to what's comfortable and familiar and convenient, and they never live the life that they were intended to live. Most people expect victory to be easy. We've already talked about that in this episode. The moment they encounter an adverse circumstance, they abandon their dreams. So you have to look at your own life. The moment you encounter adverse circumstances or situations, do you abandon your dreams? Do you go back to what's familiar? Do you go back to certain vices or addictions or relationships or patterns or something in your life because this is not working out? Why do they do this? They were only committed conditionally. Let me say that again. Why do people, when they encounter adverse circumstances, abandon their dreams? They were only committed conditionally. This is powerful. Conditional commitment will always cost you change. Write that down. Conditional commitment will always cost you change. Why is that? Those that experience victory understand that the spirit of determination accounts for all variables. Write that down. Those that experience victory understand that the spirit of determination accounts for all variables. In essence, when you are have a determined spirit, you are not distracted by smoke screens. So when you're a determined person, you already know that hardships are going to come, difficulties are going to come, adversity is going to come, crises and challenges are going to come, conflicts are going to come, obstacles and opposition is going to come. But in the midst of all of that, you realize that you're not going to be distracted by smoke screens. So when I come into a new year, every year is always my year because I engineer it and I create it. But I also go into every new year understanding, and I said this to myself on January 1st, Jamel, 2023 will bring hardships, challenges, adversity, conflicts, crises, contradictions, misunderstandings, pain, difficulty, all of those things are going to happen this year. But guess what? What I do with all of that is going to determine who I become and the impact that I have on the lives of other people. A determined spirit understands that the contradiction to change does not change their commitment to change. Write that down. A determined spirit understands that the contradictions to change does not change their commitment to change. Yes, you're going to have contradictions. Yes, you're going to encounter difficulty. Yes, everything is not going to go according to plan. But you don't allow those contradictions to change your commitment to the change that you want to see happen and manifest in your life. The spirit of determination withstands obstacles, wars against opposition, and wins despite obscurity. Write that down. The spirit of determination withstands obstacles, wars against opposition, and wins despite obscurity. The spirit of determination, number one, sees no obstacle as insurmountable. So I don't care what you are encountering, what you're going through this year, the spirit of determination sees no obstacle as insurmountable. So, yes, you're in the second quarter. Your business may be encountering some challenges. Maybe things are not going according to plan. Maybe things are not happening as quickly as you would like or financially in the rhythm you would want. The spirit of determination sees no obstacle as insurmountable. In other words, you have the ability to surmount every obstacle that is standing in the way of your success. Number two, the spirit of determination sees no enemy as undefeatable. So it doesn't matter what giant or what impossibility is opposing you, you have the ability to defeat it. A developed person cannot be defeated. Write that down. One of the things, people say a lot of things about me, but one of the things that makes me who I am is I have done the work to develop as a person. And because I have gone through the developmental process, I can't be defeated. Certain things may be delayed in my life. Certain things may seem, bleak or uncertain. But at the end of the day, I still come out with the victory every time, and I always win. And people are like, we don't understand it. It just seemed this way. And I tell them I always win because I see no enemy is undefeatable. It doesn't matter what opposes me, doesn't matter what tries to stop me or interrupt me or prevent me, I'm going to always prevail and come out victorious. And you can come out the same way. You have to develop your mindset and attitude and spirit so that that can become the normal in your life. And the spirit of determination sees no circumstances unchangeable. So you might be looking at a situation today and saying, I don't know how this is going to change. I don't know how I'm going to come to the other side. It doesn't matter. It's not for you to figure out the how. It is for you to surrender to the what that this season of your life is teaching you and to cooperate with the process. So many times we want all the details. Destiny does not unfold in detail. It unfolds in moments. And so you have to trust process and trust that moment and move with that flow so that you can step into what has been destined for your life. The spirit of determination believes The journey to greatness is all or nothing. The spirit of determination believes that the journey to greatness is all or nothing. In other words, the spirit of determination makes no calculation for defeat. Oh, write that down. The spirit of determination makes no calculation for defeat. Stop calculating for defeat and stop expecting loss. You're victorious. You have been wired to win. It is in your DNA to dominate life and to dominate circumstances. So stop making calculations for defeat. The spirit of determination makes no excuses for mediocrity. Stop settling for mediocrity and stop setting the bar so low for your life. I set my standards high. And so because I set my standards high, everything in my life has to rise to the standard that I set or it has to be removed from me. And so a lot of things get removed from my life because it refuses to rise to the standard. Either you're going to hold to this standard or you're not going to be part of my life. I don't compromise my standard. I refuse to be mediocre. I am excellent. I choose to be excellent in everything that I do, in everything that I present, in everything that I produce. Excellence is a priority to me. And so you got to stop making excuses for mediocrity in your life. And then finally today, you got to stop making a case for complacency. Because it's always a case you can make. Oh, you're tired. You deserve the rest. And we all deserve the rest. And you should rest. And you should reset and recharge and do all of that great stuff. But at the end of the day, it comes a time where you got to get up from resting and you got to take action. You may not be in a season of rest. You may be in a season of work. You may be in a season of production and productivity. And so whatever you got to do, you got to push it and you got to keep going so that you can see the manifestation of what you've been hoping and believing for. I hope that this introduction to this series has been helpful to you today because, as I said, when I look around the world, I don't see enough people that are determined. And determination requires a certain level of hunger. And I don't see a lot of people that are hungry enough. They're hungry to be mediocre, but they're not hungry for greatness. And so if you want to be great, you want to be exceptional, you want to be the best in the world at what you do, you got to be determined. You got to have that spirit that never, ever, ever gives up. And I believe that if you will develop that spirit of determination, you will seize your destiny, and nothing that you set out to do will be impossible for you because of that determined spirit. I hope that you will stick with me over the next couple of weeks because I'm telling you, we're going to be delving into some things that are going to help you in a tremendous way. I want you to stay hungry. I want this to be the year that you stop talking about it and you go produce it. I want this to be the year that you stop fantasizing about it and you start framing the future and the reality that you want to see for yourself. At the end of the day, you are the author of your own story. You hold the pen and you have the power to script the possibilities of what your life will become. Don't ever entrust that task to any other person. You control the narrative and what is possible for your life. I'm so full today, as you can tell. I could talk to you all day, but I hope that you've gotten something out of this series and that this first part is really helping you to make some adjustments to your life. Spend some time with your breakthrough journal this weekend and make sure that you assess your real performance. What are you doing? What is the results and the realities that you are achieving for your life? Because that's going to serve you and help you audit your life so that you can make adjustments. So thank you so much for spending this time with me. I hope that you will join me again soon for another edition of the Jamel Sanders Podcast. And I hope that you continue to get some value out of this platform and that it helps you to fulfill your purpose and to realize your greatest potential. Thank you so much. Have an incredible weekend, and I'll see you again real soon.
Thanks for joining us for the Jamel Sanders Podcast. Always remember, your life has purpose. Your potential is limitless. And only you can define your legacy.